You ready, man?
Yep. What's up, everyone? It's another episode of The Joyride.
Yep. I got to stop touching the table because it's shaking the camera. So it's great.
We're in a new spot. It's pretty cool. Back at the iHub.
Yeah, a little return to a new spot, right?
It's weird.
It is strange.
It's cool to be back here. For those who don't know, the iHub is a space over at Sacred Heart that we first moved into. It was our first office. And then we moved up to a much bigger space. And they're doing some renovations to that area. So they moved this back down to the iHub, which is pretty nice. Like I said, it's nice to be here.
Yeah. I think the benefit for us is we didn't just return to the exact same two offices that we previously had. We got a little bit more space here.
Yeah.
You know, which is nice. And Sacred Heart took care of us during this time too. So it's an opportunity for us to kind of reflect and keep moving forward, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, today I'm struggling, man.
Yeah.
I know didn't want to do this today. And figured you came over, you're like, hey, let's just do it and let's talk about struggle.
Yeah, man. It's a great vibe to kind of start the whole thing with here. You know, the concept of this joyride that we're on, this mission at Live Free to help families and provide them with joy. Transparently, it's never going to be joy every single day for us, right? There's struggle within our mission, struggle within people understanding our mission sometimes. But then just for us, the day-to-day stuff that we do to try to make Live Free work, it's not always easy, right?
Yeah.
I had a rough day yesterday. I ended up texting the whole team in, you know, the evening just to be like, sorry for being a bad teammate, you know?
It was really nice of you. Something that you didn't necessarily have to do, but it was nice to see it. You know, personally, I saw your struggle.
Right.
Wanted to let you kind of sit in it, because sometimes when you try to pull somebody out of it, it actually makes it a little bit worse.
Right.
You know, my approach to yesterday was like, hey, I acknowledge it. I saw it.
Yeah.
I wanted you to know that I saw it and just kind of let it be. So it was nice that you actually reached out. Same. And I'm not.
And then subsequently, like, I know you're struggling today too, you know? Which is kind of why I wanted to force this right now, because I think we would both struggle in different ways and cope with it in our own ways. But I do think the concept of struggle is something that our audience can identify with, you know, that it's not always easy for us to make the decisions that we make. We grapple with so many things and then we over grapple. And then all of a sudden we feel like, for me, I turn to just like fighting myself. It's like I find reasons to not be happy and not be satisfied with an answer. And
it's you can quickly turn to a downward spiral. So trying to prevent that, my father used to tell me when I was a little kid and I'd go landscaping with him. He was like, if a Monday starts off really bad, just pack it in and go to sleep, go to bed.
Yeah.
And, I know what he meant by that. I don't think he actually meant go to bed, but,
right.
Just kind of reset. And so, at the end of the day though, I like to keep things in perspective, right? At the end of the day, we're helping kids, we're helping families.
Right.
And that in turn makes it easier, but we still struggle, man.
I think like you asked me before we sat down here, me, like, what was it that got you yesterday? You know, what caused it? And, it was interesting. I was reading, what triggered me to send a response was I stumbled on a graphic, on LinkedIn that was, it was a series of, like vessels that could hold water, like five of them. And the two on the outside were empty and the one in the middle was full. And then underneath of that, the comparison was all five of them filled just a little bit. And it said, you can't do everything. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting to me is, number one, it pissed me off because I hate when people tell me that I do too much. Because I do think an element of me doing a lot is part of my superpower. It's part of like my ability to find balance in multitasking is something that I pride myself on. But just like anything else in life, that is going to tilt out of balance at some point, sure. You know, and perceptively someone will say, well, it's because you're doing too much. And I know I am. And it drives me nuts. And I think I had an internal moment myself yesterday where I was realizing there's just too much going on.
Yeah.
And I think that what was interesting to me in that moment was what bothered me was that like I saw that image and I was going to write something on LinkedIn about it. I was going to have like, to be real, this is how I feel right now. But like I started writing it and then I'm like, this isn't how I feel. Like where I'm at right now in doing too much is that I've committed to doing things for my family, for my kids, being like volunteering. And it sent me in this like productive thought of how can I do more to try to be cognizant of me asking things of people and being that thing that's tipping it for them. For instance, it's got to be clear to people around that I'm a kind of guy who does a lot of things. So in times of strife, when we're struggling to maybe find a coach for something, why am I the one that somebody then says, oh, Jim will say yes, let's turn to him. And they don't observe the fact that I'm already overcommitted doing things. You know what I mean? So it led me down this productive path of like, well, let me use this as a moment to say to myself, I need to make sure that I don't do that to other people, because I do ask people for things. I do try to ask people for help from time to time in accomplishing something, and I worry about overcommitting them, like with our interns and stuff like that. So that was me yesterday. Yesterday was just a realization of being overcommitted and realizing that like I can't stop it right now. I have to continue doing the things I did. And that's immediately what I did this morning. I woke up, I prioritized, I made a list. I accomplished a couple of things that needed to be accomplished, rescheduled a couple of games. And now once I balanced that, I was able to then bring focus back to like the work that I was doing.
It's a little bit of an epiphany for me. I'll explain it after I explain my little struggle today. So if you ask anybody that really knows me well, including Katrina, if you ask them what my number one flaw is as a human, and I have many, but my number one flaw is my impatience. I am the most impatient person. And I am. I feel like I got to just always be on the move. Just want things to constantly flow. I do have the reflective points in me where I can stop and reflect and be like, wow, this is really cool. But mostly I'm just moving. And today is one of those moments where it's like, you know, I felt like it was going to be a super productive day. I had a bunch of good meetings on my calendar and nothing really went the same way that I wanted it to. And then we had another meeting that I knew what it was coming to. And it was just a cherry on top for me where it's going to set us back more. And I just want to keep going. And, you know, it's an obligation that we have to take care of. And it's like, that's why I was dismissive with it. Mostly because I'm impatient.
Right.
I had a meeting with someone today that I wasn't sure if I wanted him on the board. I thought he'd be the right person, and it just didn't go anywhere. And I was like, man, I just want to have a board already, right? And that's where I'm down on, right? It's the frustration of like, I just want it. Let me just get it now, and I don't have it. Same thing, you know. Obviously, we got awarded an amazing grant. It was down a little bit from previous years, and right. I was like, man, I just want to get ahead, right? And it's just. It is darkness creeping in,
yes,
and attacking the weak points, you know, and the armor that we have. And it's the same for you. It is one of, when I look at you, if you were to say like, Dan, what do you think one of my biggest flaws is? Like you never say no, you take on too much, right? It's also your superpower. Yeah. And same for me, right? Like my impatience is my flaw, but it's also one of my superpowers. I like to get shit done.
See, I like the way you say that again. And this might be taking the concept of the word flaw and maybe we find a different word for it, but it's recognizing that the superpower is the thing that causes your downfall as well, right? Yeah. It's why the evil side of things prey on the thing that you feel most connected to.
Sure.
Like my work ethic and my ability to multitask are the things I love most about myself, you know? And I know that I have to find balance and I know I have to say no more, you know? I think that's why I was so frustrated by the image because, you know, like yeah, it's the same volume of water that's in that middle one. It's totally full. And all those other ones, the same volume of water spread down. But, you know, fuck that. Like, I have 5 more gallons of water that I'm chucking in and I'm filling up all those bottles, you know?
That's right.
And yes, that's a flaw. And it's going to catch up with me over and over again. And it's almost like the Greek underworld right now for me. I am stuck in that perpetual. I'm going to have the same realization again when I overload it again. And I'm like, I've done too much. But, yeah. I don't know if I'm ready to break that cycle. That's like crazy. And that's why the struggle is still going
to be. That's interesting because it is your superpower. So to break the cycle of the negativity, right? The flaw, you'd have to break your superpower. Right. And who are you?
Well, I know, right?
Like, man, we're getting really deep on this, Jim.
Why doesn't Superman just go back and keep reversing time and flying around over and over and over again? Because it'll keep... The cycle will keep, the mistakes will still happen. Yeah. People will still leave your life. People will still die. Bad things will still happen. You know, it's like, I don't want to break that cycle, that work ethic, because it, you know, we wouldn't be where we are now. Like, so,
you know, I feel the same way. I tried to practice patience. As a matter of fact, we just got back. Katrina and I went on a little 3-day retreat.
Yeah.
And the days we went to an island, and we were definitely on island time. The days slowed down, but then I didn't feel like I was me.
Right.
Because I wasn't getting anything done. And, but I wanted it. I needed it. It was good. But was it? Because here I am, you know, less than a week later. Yeah.
Just having a down day. Right. And again, like maybe a couple of days, but again, struggle is at the core of what we do. I mean, when you look at the mission of Live Free and what Live Free attempts to accomplish, we are trying to bring joy to families in the midst of their struggle, in the midst of their trauma.
The interesting part of it for me is with that is actually why I get so aggravated with my impatience, because it's like, Jesus, I'm just trying to help kids here. Like, why is this so hard?
Right.
Why are we hitting these roadblocks? It shouldn't be like the universe and God should be opening up these pathways. And the thing is that they are.
Right.
Just not in the way that I want, which is.
And I think that's the struggle with impatience, the struggle with doing too much. Like these two things together, when we look at objective growth that we're trying to create here, these are the areas that doubt comes creeping in. I think that's what was getting me at the end of the day yesterday, is I was just doubting every idea I was having at that moment, because I'm too consumed with trying to balance all of these things that I couldn't just say, I think this venue is a better place to have this event than this one, you know? And it's like, the difference between three baseball fields or one softball field within a mile and a half of each other, in the end, are not gonna change the scope of what we're trying to accomplish. And I just got frustrated in that moment. So then it's like, so how do we then equate that level of doubt into all the things that we're gonna do? And again, we speak to this idea of like, do we spend our time sitting here focusing on all these events that we're going to run? And we have people in our lives that come up to us and just say, why don't you just spend your time in a suit going and asking people for money, you know, and then you can fulfill your mission and do it, you know? And when you struggle, that's when that doubt creeps in even more, you know? And it gets back to why I feel good about what we do, because we're changing more than just the lives of the people that we're providing our mission to, you know, as you work to help us provide the opportunities for our mission, we are helping other people as well. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's a tough take. It's been,
you know, how do we move forward?
How do you move forward? I don't know, man. It was, you know, just kind of talking just what we just said. We want to change it.
Yeah.
But do we really?
Yeah. And maybe that's why it was important to sit here for a couple minutes and talk about it.
I already feel better. I'm probably going to struggle some more. I might take my dad's advice and go take a nap.
Yeah.
So I have a little bit of time, but
I'm just looking forward to, you know, investing some of the extra time I have right now in editing this and getting around. Don't worry. No one's suggesting to me that I should hand this off to somebody and do it. No, I'm saying, I'm being sarcastic.
Yeah. You know? But the other thing is, and this is just full transparency and honesty, I'm sitting there and I'm like, man, I could really use a presentation. Like, hey, Jim, do you have a presentation?
Right.
And you're like, not really. And I don't want to be like, well, can you make one?
No, I do. I like,
because as somebody that is your partner and your friend here, it's like, I don't want to add to that. That's what it is. Right. And sometimes I don't want to add to that darkness, or is it that I don't want to add to your light?
Right.
Which one is it?
I don't know. Or like, even with the presentation thing, like I've written that, like we're talking about Live Sports right now. And we're in a position where Live Sports has the vision of Live Sports getting clearer and clearer and clearer every day. It's like we're finally at the ophthalmologist and here, your lenses are coming in. It's like, oh shit, that's Ease.
And here is my darkness, right? Where it's like, all right, let's go.
I know. And I'm ready for that too. But it's like, you know, the previous versions of that presentation that we had are no longer relevant. Right. So it needs a rewrite, you know, it's like, well, what does that presentation look like? Who's the audience? Is it just easier? Tell me who the audience is and I'll just do it. And then it's like, well, you have told me to write that letter that you're trying to write right now. And again, this is that struggle that we continually find ourselves. And I know we're getting a little more out of this than our audience right now, but, but I think everyone could connect with that.
Sure.
Right.
And I think obviously everyone struggles, Jim, right?
Right.
There's something that everyone's going through. Maybe that's the glimmer of hope though, is that, that darkness and that struggle is actually your superpower. So maybe prearrange it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I can say this on the microphone right now, but I'm going to go home and still be pissed.
Right. Which is good, you know, and I'm going to go home and look at my schedule and be like, holy crap, I got to be here, you know, and just make it work.
How important do you think a reset is when you are feeling down like that?
I don't know. It's tough, you know.
We talked about going golfing, right? We were like, oh, well, what's on our calendar tomorrow? Maybe we can go get some golf and release that.
Right. So I like the word release better than reset, I think. I think it's, to me, it's always been I just need a moment of detachment, of release, like to go out and do something. Maybe I find it some, you know, regularly. That's why I run as much as I do on a daily basis, is I get that little release in that moment. I don't know. I struggle with release and reprieve and breaking from taking a break from things.
I guess my question is, do you let it go and just let it take its course, or do you try to fight back? And I'm asking myself.
Yeah.
I'm asking myself that. I don't know what the answer is. Sometimes I just want to let it go. But if you let it go and you don't confront, then you don't get better sometimes.
Yeah.
But then in my particular case, if I try to confront it, it may grow.
I mean, maybe this is the impatience that you talk about too. It's like, if I don't address it now and I just try to escape from it, it's just going to be there again when I get back amplified.
Crazy.
You know, that is the struggle, man.
Well, I will say this. We're approaching 17.
Yeah.
I do feel better already. I don't have that pit in my stomach. I just want to go sleep.
Right.
I am tired, but
we took a break, you know?
We took a break.
And we took a break for 17 minutes, had a little conversation.
Can we fit in golf?
Yeah, I think we can. I don't know. Don't tell too many people.
Yeah. All right, brother. I appreciate your time on this one.
Yeah.
For anyone struggling, talk to a friend.
Yeah. Amen to that. All right, guys. See you next time.
Later.
Peace.